like a Dodger, except it's...
Except it's seasoned different. A hush puppy generally had onion, salt, pepper, something like that. It was seasoned different, mostly with onions in them. And they got the term, well, they used to throw a piece of bread out to make the hush puppies hush barking. That's where the term came from. The cook would throw out several pieces of cornbread. They'd get the dog to get the bark and the howling. She'd throw out this. And that's where he got his name, the term hush puppy.
Again, we talked about this, but not while the recorder was on. The difference between mush and kush.
Well, kush, I guess you'd call it spoon bread today. But it was it wasn't as thin as mush and wasn't as thick as cornbread. It was in between. I guess you'd call it spoon bread, made in a deep skillet. And served with butter. And boy, we thought that was good eating. That was kush. A lot of these old things were a relic of the war when they had to improvise. As I told you, my grandmother had to do all kind of things to get by. And by the way, my grandmother stayed on that plantation, not a white person on the place, surrounded by Negro slaves, not a lock on the door. Not one slave ever did anything in this world out of line. They stayed there and ran the place as best they could while my grandfather and all the other men were off at war. Not one slave in the entire South, I don't believe, ever got one inch out of line. Now that's something. And she lived there on that place, way out in the country, by herself with four little children, surrounded by these slaves. Now had they been downtrodden and beaten, they had the opportunity of their lifetime to get even, didn't they? Not one slave ever got out of line. And they worshiped the family, do anything in the world. They took care of them. I grew up with those old niggas out there. I loved them, man, I'm telling you. We don't have it today, but people don't realize how we loved those old niggas and how good they were to us, and we were to them. I remember the old slave told me once that a slave trader, they had three different types. There was the body servant, the house servant, and the field servant, see? And they were widely separated. This house servant wouldn't have anything to do with these field servants. They were so far above them, you know? So this was a house servant, old Uncle Nelson Buck. He wore a silk hat, and, as he said, and a white shirt and a long-tailed coat, and he drove the carriage. He was a house servant. And one day a slave trader came along and tried to buy him, offered his master several $1,000. And he says, "You have insulted me and my family. Leave my house at once. Get out of my house." He says, "You have insulted me." He says, "We don't sell our people. Now leave here. Get out of here." Insulted him by trying to buy one of his people. He says, "We don't sell our people. What are you talking about?" And ordered him out of the house. "Get out of my house," he said. And said, but as I say, there was a wide social difference between them. House servants and the field servants. In fact, they rarely spoke to them, they had nothing to do with them. They were so far above them. They stayed in the house, they stayed dressed up, you know. Now my grandfather went to the war, he carried his old body servant with him, named Kuntz. And he brought him home when he got wounded. I went to tell you, out here in the backyard, he built him a house right out here. And Kuntz lived there, he died right in the backyard. He never left him. Although he wasn't a slave, he was free. But he stayed with him until he died. In fact, all of them did. They didn't let him leave. He told them they were free. You can go if you want to. Oh, sir, I'm going nowhere else.
You mentioned how they used to tell how old they were growing up.
Well, everything was dated from the surrender. You'd ask one old Negro, "How old are you?" "Well, I was born 2 years before the surrender." And another one, "I was born 5 years after the surrender." Or during the surrender, at the time of the surrender. Everything dated from the surrender. Everything. And of course, you could ask them what the surrender was, they didn't know. But that's the way they did it.
Calculating time. I have some more questions here about foods. Did you use wheat very much, or flour? I think